Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting second. The right fielder, Carmen Morrow. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Fortnelis. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Fortnelis. And now, play ball. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Suter moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Fain moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott juggles the ball. That's an error on Elliott. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards right. Mealy fields it and throws to second to catch Michaels for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Mealy reaches second base with a double. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Forknielis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknielis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri takes first base on ball 4. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrow hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DeMaestri moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson is hit by the pitch. DeMaestri moves to third. Suter moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. DeMaestri scores. Suter moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels is walked intentionally. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zerniel. Minoso moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, DeMaestri strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly pinch hits for Carmen Morrow. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly now playing right field. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis is 0 for 1 in the game. Forknealis hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive to center field. McGee throws towards Michaels. Michaels fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Michaels. Rivera moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mealy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Elliott. DeMaestri moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. DeMaestri moves to third. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Forknealis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri misplays the ball. That's an error on DeMaestri. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis is 0-for-2 in the game. Forknealis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Forknealis moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive towards the mound. Kellner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-3 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Michaels moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to third. McGee moves to second. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 3 in the game. Kellner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. DeMaestri hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera, who is chasing the ball. Philly reaches third base with a triple. Michaels scores. McGee scores. Murray goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mealy hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Aloma now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson strikes out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field. Minoso picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Minoso. Zerniel moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Athletics. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 4 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. McGee reaches second base with a double. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Murray strikes out. 2 outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 4 in the game. Kellner hits a pop-up towards short. Caris Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Stevens pinch hits for Luis Aloma. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Carrasquel goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2 Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.